British, and they both spoke Gaelic. And so the Gaelic language, most often in song, was a way to pass information back and forth, from side to side, as one would sing out a song while working, hiding a message in the tune, which would be picked up listening by the others on the other side. This method was actually used to try to plan some failed attempts at escape, but towards the end of the war, the Americans had cobbled together a shortwave radio that began to pick up news snippets about the Allies' approach and the defeat of German troops. This was even before their captors, who were still hearing through their channels that the war was going fine. And so the Americans began to sing to the Brits that their captivity would soon be over. And the final weeks of the camp were filled with Gaelic song, anticipating a victory that had already happened, but was not yet there. Resurrection changes everything, even if everything seems to remain the same. The first Christians, Matthew's hearers, continued to experience persecution and martyrdom. The church itself would become a place both of healing and destruction. And our post-resurrection world faces a host of threats, from climate change to acts of terror to the bombing that happened this morning in three churches, to chemical weapons, to widespread famine and drought. Yet resurrection lives on, and an empty tomb and an open future beckons. We know how the story ends. We know that victory has already happened, even when bombs are exploding, even when we hold the hands of a loved one amidst their struggles and pain, even when we spend too many days saying goodbyes to the saints of our church, even when we hear wars and rumors of wars and troops parade with all the trappings of empire, even then we hear the angels' words, "Do not be afraid. He is not here." It may feel at times like we are still in prison, still behind razor wire fences, but resurrection tells us that there is a different ending already written from the one that we have come to expect, an ending not of our own making, but of God's. So let us celebrate resurrection by looking for the empty tombs in our world and seeing them within them open futures for ourselves and others. Let us celebrate by bringing forth beauty and caring for the vulnerable. Let us embody resurrection by resisting the politics of division and coercion and greed and learning to live in terms of beloved community with one another, and in which all persons can have abundant life. Today is not an ending, but about a beginning. For we are called to be resurrection partners, to live as though the stone has indeed been rolled away. We are called to be God's celebrative companion, to say yes to life in all its complexity and contrast and beauty, to live into the end of the story. For Christ is risen today. Alleluia and Amen.
Thank you.
affirmation printed in your bulletin. We believe in God, who works in the hidden stillness of every dawn, who beckons us to visit the tomb of our fears so we might discover the birth of hope. We believe in Jesus, the risen Christ, who meets us on every path, who greets us with respect, names and calms our fears, and bids us walk and talk as children of the light, who is always going before us in our work and play. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who gathers us into a kindred community, who works through young and old, the hurting and the hopeful, who nudges our prayers, kindles our longings, and prompts our praise. We believe we are called to be Easter people, challenging despair with glowing hope, by living our story with joy in the caring fellowship of seekers who are the Church of Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you please be seated? And now let us join together in prayer. Eternal One, your love never wavers. You continue to give us new life, planting the seeds of hope. We see evidence of resurrection all around, in the blossoming buds of trees and in voices speaking truth, in hands outstretched and caring. Help us to listen to your voice that is coming to us in new and stronger ways, a voice that calls us to justice and mercy and peace. Help us to see your love at work in the beauty around us. Help us to see your love at work in the people who share of themselves in caring, compassionate ways. We heard your voice through the prophets of old, and in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, the witnesses of the women at the tomb, and we hear it again now. Your love never fails and continues to grow. Help us to listen, to learn, and to love. On this Easter Sunday, we pray for our loved ones, for those for whom we worry, for those for whom life is overwhelming. We pray for our children, and we pray for our parents. We give you thanks for our friends. And we pray for our church, this church and the Church Universal, that indeed we would provide a living example of your grace and hope. We pray especially this morning for the churches in Sri Lanka and all of the people who have been impacted by this morning's bombings. May they know your spirit, which grieves with them even on this day of resurrection. And may your promise that violence and death will not have the last word give them strength. Gracious God, when we can no longer hear the sound of the trumpet or the glorious singing ringing in our ears, when life threatens to weigh us down again, remind us of this day and this place. Bring the tune of the hymns back to us. Break through locked doors of fear and doubt and help us to say with Mary Magdalene, I have seen the Lord and he is risen and alive in this world. For we pray all this in the name of the risen Christ, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us now continue in our worship with an offering of ourselves for our tithes and offerings.